Welcome into this archived episode of the Original Essay Talk podcast. It's your favorite local podcast host and retirement advisor, Zach Espericueta. With the changes to the original podcast and rebrand in May of 2021, the current events and interview follow-up segments were taken out of these archived episodes for easier accessibility to the interview itself. Most new listeners just want to hear the interview anyway. Keep that in mind if you hear any references made to other segments or when you hear some of the old podcast music. I really hope you enjoy this interview. Be sure to give the podcast a rate and review on Apple Podcasts and a follow on social media at Essay Pod Network. Enjoy the episode. So welcome back to the Essay Talk podcast. We're in episode 17, and today we are joined by Courtney Ringelstein. She was born in Houston, but raised in San Antonio and graduated from UTSA just like us, so birds up. She is a life member and director of the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo, and most importantly, the president of the Junior League of San Antonio. So Courtney, how are you doing today?
I am well. How are y'all?
Good. We are doing great, and we are just so excited to have you on here. So kind of take us back to how you got started with the Junior League. Where did it all begin?
The Junior League has Holiday Ole Market, which is a big shopping event. And I started shopping that with my mom when I was in high school. You know, it was kind of an annual thing, and I really saw what these women put together and what they did, and it really made me want to get involved. So about 11 years ago, I reached out to some friends from high school that were involved in the league. I said, how do I join? What do I need to do? And 11 years later, I'm the president.
So there you are. And so let me take it back a second for our audience members who might not know what the Junior League of San Antonio is. Can you kind of explain what the league is and what they do?
Absolutely. The Junior League of San Antonio is an organization of women that we have three main pillars. We promote volunteerism, we develop the potential of women, and we improve communities. I'm proud to say that I'm the 97th president of the Junior League of San Antonio, and it's just a fabulous organization that really gets out there and promotes and helps the community.
You know, leading into your position, I mean, what kind of activities were you involved in? What did you lead there at the Junior League?
You know, the league is made up of so many different elements, which is pretty amazing to see because it's all volunteer run. We are fortunate enough to have a staff that supports us, but it's run by its members. And so we have a communications council, we have a community council, we have a membership development council, we have different segments and groups that do research and development and planning and so forth. You know, I have a degree in marketing, and I love fundraising. I like to say that I'm not a millionaire where I could just write checks and change people's lives, but I can give them my time and my talent and my treasure to make a difference. So I've always been drawn to fund development. After I finished my first year of the league, I joined the fund development committee and I joined the Holiday Ole Market Committee, where I spent 6 years serving on that. And my sixth year, I got to chair the 23rd annual. So that was really exciting. Our big goal is to raise money so we can take that money and put it out into the community. So that's kind of where I started in the league and where I got going, and it just, the passion grew stronger and stronger.
Time is so important. That's so invaluable. And so we do appreciate that because I know y'all are doing so much out in the community. And so speaking of that, so each year the Junior League does a signature project. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this project? Because it looks so exciting.
Well, we are very excited. We are, like I said, I'm the 97th president, so we are coming up on our centennial anniversary. And with that being said, 2 years ago, we started a five-year signature project where we partnered with Clarity Child Guidance Center because we as league members felt that children's mental wellness is so important. So our goal is to raise $500,000 over the next 5 years, and we can gift that to Clarity so they can build and grow and become even better and more supportive to those children. So it's been really exciting. We have trailblazers that we recruit. We have about 20 a year that they go out and help us fundraise. It's a very exciting endeavor, and it's really great to see how that money can impact and really help them out. We have lots of exciting things that go on in the Junior League. We have lots of special events that happen here and there, like we'll have Spirit Night at Willie's, or Kendra Scott, she's a great partner of ours, and she was our luncheon speaker a few years ago, and she is just as darling as you would think she would be. We do a lot of partnerships with Kendra Scott as well. We have our Holiday Ole Market, which was set to come back this year, but due to COVID, you know, we've had to pivot, in the words of Ross Geller. So we've had to pivot a little bit, and we're having a really fun event called Beat the Humbug, which is a holiday Olay event now, November 5th through the 7th. And that's going to be super exciting. It'll have trivia night and cookie decorating, and it'll all be virtual. So you can still have fun from the safety and comfort of your home. And in the spring of next year, we hope to have our luncheon. We're still working on logistics, if it's going to be all virtual or it's going to be a hybrid event. Those things are still up in the air a little bit, but we'll have a guest speaker who I can't announce just yet, but it's very exciting. And then also we have our Viva essay race, which is so exciting because there's so many runners in San Antonio, and it's a great way to get out and get fit. And we have that downtown at Hemisphere. So those are our three big events that we do have. We may or may not have another surprise event coming up in April this year. I haven't signed a contract yet, but I'm looking at it sitting on my desk. So that announcement will come out soon too. So we're really trying to change things. As with everyone in San Antonio, COVID has really impacted us. We're trying to come up with new ways that are safer. The safety of the community is very important. As the president, the safety of my staff and my members are at my number one right now. So trying to come up with new inventive ways and change things up a bit, because, you know, like I tell the members all the time, there's so much change going on right now, but our mission stays the same. And that's the most important thing to me.
You know, we're gonna have to check back up with you about these exciting announcements that you cannot make yet.
I'll keep posted, I promise.
Yes, please do. I cannot wait to hear that. So as far as, so you're a nonprofit, y'all do things. It takes a village to get things done. How do y'all pick people to partner with? How do you find those sponsorships and everything to make these events happen?
You know, we have been very fortunate. Several places have come to us and have partnered with us. And then there's some places we reach out to and find that special niche. University Hospital System, we have a fabulous relationship with them. I cannot say enough great things about University Hospital. Wave Healthcare have been an amazing partner to work with. We were very fortunate last year. I'd like to give a shout out to iDeclare here in town.
They love iDeclare.
I love iDeclare. We call that the unofficial meeting place of the Junior League. But iDeclare reached out to us, and on their opening day, 50% of their proceeds went back to the Junior League. They came to us and said, hey, we want to give back to the community. How can we do that? So that was really exciting. So we all as league members try to give back to them as much as we can, because that's a great partnership. So, you know, we do have several vendors and different companies that we work with, and we're very fortunate to have that sponsorship.
Speaking of sponsorships, we have this discussion with any nonprofit that we talk to. How do you raise money? How is it? Is it a fundraiser? Do you take donations?
We will take money any way we can get it. Yeah, you know, we're fortunate that we do have the manpower, or woman power, I should say, to go out, and we have these fundraisers people can participate in, and we raise money that way. We do have all the different ways, the different sponsors that we reach out to and develop those relationships with. We apply for grants if that grant might suit us. You know, we have an executive director that she is our constant. She's in our office. She's one of our paid employees, and, you know, she helps us navigate through those waters. It's different every year, but we try our best.
And so y'all have a whole list of community projects that y'all work on here on your website. You know, is that something that changes every year? Do y'all have the same focus? How do y'all pick everything that you want to do? Because there's so much you can do in San Antonio to help the community.
Well, we try to make sure that it's focused about our mission, which is the promoting volunteerism, developing the potential of women, and improving the communities. There's lots of partnerships that we've had for many, many years, you know, with the food bank, with Clarity Child Guidance Center, with University Hospital, with the Children's Bereavement Center. You know, our members love to go cook dinner for those families and so forth. I mean, the list goes on and on, like you said. We do make sure that, you know, those things line up with our mission, you know, putting those women out there. And, you know, we do provide great trained volunteers. And sometimes a relationship develops by somebody picking up the phone calling, hey, we need volunteers. Can you help us? And if we can make it happen, we do our absolute best to make it happen. There's some organizations that they might not necessarily align with us, but we're happy to, you know, recommend them to someone else.
What would you say is your favorite thing about leading JLSA? And then on the flip side, what is the most challenging thing?
I love people. I'll be real honest. I didn't have aspirations to be the president. I am a numbers nerd and I love numbers. I, you know, was on the treasurer path, but I got taken from that path and moved to the president path. And I love it. I love seeing how we can take nothing and turn it into something, how we can all work together. And I hate to sound cheesy, but I'm a cheese ball. Teamwork makes the dream work. When you get that many driven women in a room together, working hard, it's amazing the things we can accomplish. It makes me so happy. I'll never forget the year I was the chair of Holiday Olay Market. When the doors opened that first night, I just stood at the door and cried because, you know, it finally happened. It had come. And then it was my husband had brought our two sons and they got to see it. So 4 years ago, it was four years ago. So they were 9 and 7. For both of them to say, "Mommy, we're proud of you." It really was like all the long nights and the late hours, they got to see, and my children got to see that I was doing something for the community. And I hope other members have that, you know, privilege as well. My biggest challenge right now is COVID. I am a people person. I love people. I love to talk. I love the energy off people. I love to make someone smile or laugh and make them happy. I truly live by Maya Angelou's quote that people will forget what you said and they will forget what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. And that is so important to me. So if I can make someone feel loved and valued and appreciated, then, you know, my job is done. So right now, having to do everything virtual and not getting to just give someone a big hug and tell them thank you or how proud I am of them is a real challenge for me right now. But we're figuring it out and we're going to take all these lemons and make a great batch of lemonade.
You know, Zach and I talk about that all the time. We are people as well, and our businesses are around it. So we understand, we feel that's, you there. So.
That's been the toughest thing. You know, before I would say a challenge in our respective businesses is that, you know, people, they didn't want to meet because they were, you know, nervous about what was going on with the coronavirus. But now a lot of people are comfortable meeting over Zoom, just like we're doing. But again, that's still the biggest challenge is that we're people, like Amanda said, and we just miss that human interaction with people and being able to sit and shake hands and ask, you know, yes, how their family's doing. And we miss that. We miss that very dearly.
So it's hard.
It's been a challenge for everyone.
Exactly. I've had to teach my boys. I'm very old fashioned when it comes to manners. Me and my husband and I both, you know, we've had to really tell our boys like, okay, right now is not the time for handshakes. I know it's hard because we raised them when they were little. You shake someone's hand and you look them in the eye. So they're really getting good at fist bumps, but they're like, okay, so when's this over and we can start shaking hands again?
Yeah, you're like, I wish I could tell you. Yeah. So tell our audience, if there's any women out there who really want to get involved with the Junior League, how do you become a member?
Absolutely. If you go to our website, jlsa.org, there's all sorts of information about what we do, the community groups that we work with, and it gives you information on how to become a member. It also will give you can follow us on Facebook, and you can also follow us on Instagram or Twitter, and it'll give you some information. We have prospective member meetings all the time, which are kind of fun, and you can come learn a little bit about the league, and you can meet some of the board of directors and some other members from our membership development committee. So that's kind of exciting, and you can talk and ask questions and kind of get to know what the process is and so forth. And that our membership opens up in the spring for application, and you can get all that done and filled out. And then hopefully we'll get to have a great new member reception this year. We can all get together.
I was about to say, are these meetings done virtually right now, or will y'all be opening them up in person?
Right now, we've been doing things virtually. We really tried to adhere to our local government, you know, regulations and so forth. So we're in compliance because we want to follow the rules and make sure everyone's safe. Right now, things are virtual, but we hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be moving to some in-person events later on this year and in the spring.
You know, this is kind of straying away from Junior League of San Antonio, but tell our audience and our listeners a little bit more of how you're involved with the rodeo, because you're a life member, right? So you're really involved.
I was fortunate enough, I'm going to date myself here. So I graduated from John Marshall High School in 97. And I received an academic scholarship. So back in the day, I received what they called a full ride, which was $10,000. Yeah, I'm really dating myself right now. But I received that from the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo. I had participated in their school tours program. My teacher had encouraged me to fill out the application, and I was fortunate enough to receive that. And I felt like those people worked so hard to, you know, give their time, talent, and treasure that I needed to give back to them in some way, shape, or form. So I joined the rodeo and put in my 2 years and became a life member as well. And I've bounced around on different committees and so forth. But for the past 11 years, I've been on the school tours committee. I've been a director for the past 5 years, and I've been the tour guide coordinator. So I would coordinate the 4-H, FFA, and FCCLA kiddos that came out and gave the little ones the tour. And I had the privilege of doing that. And that's super exciting. And it just means a lot to me to be able to give back to an organization that gave me my foundation.
So Amanda, I think we're really going to have to revisit with Courtney and talk to some of them when it comes rodeo time. Hopefully we get our rodeo in 2021. And we're definitely going to have to talk to them and give our listeners some insight into the rodeo, because I think everyone loves the rodeo.
Absolutely. Well, they're working really hard trying to figure out logistics and so forth. I don't have a lot of details to share, but I know upper management is working very, very hard.
And so at the very beginning, we kind of asked your background story of how you got into junior league, but I want to ask you, so everything it seems like you do is to help the community. It's for nonprofits. You know, you're donating your time to the rodeo, to the junior league, all of this. What was instilled with you? Why do you feel the way you do, that you need to give back and everything like that? Because, I mean, you give hours upon hours of your time, and that's incredible.
Well, my husband jokes and calls me a career volunteer, but it's my passion. It's what I enjoy. I remember something that really hit me when I was in high school and I was on the dance team. We dressed up for Halloween and had a Halloween party at a children's shelter. I grew up in a typical traditional middle class family, nothing elaborate. I mean, it was a great childhood, but it was just a traditional middle class family. And I remember being at this children's shelter. We had so much fun with those kids. And I got in the car thinking, wow, I really am blessed. That just kind of has stayed with me. And I just feel like, how can I help people and how can I make people's lives better? And that's just so important. It's a great thing and it's a detriment all in one, being a people pleaser, because you'll drive yourself nuts. I mean, I've had my moments, don't get me wrong. But there's just something about making someone's life better. And I, like I said, I wish I was a multimillionaire and I could just write checks and change lives and, you know, make that kind of impact, but I can't. And I'm okay with that. So how can I give my time? How can I help? How can I make someone's life better? And how can I leave an impact and make a difference? And that's just really important to me.
Well, that story really resonates with me.
Your time is having more of an impact than any amount of money would, so.
You know, as far as the people in San Antonio, kind of circling back to the purpose of this SA Talk podcast, tell us what San Antonio means to you, to your organization, and what your organization means to San Antonio.
San Antonio's home. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. You know, I was born in Houston, and my dad is originally from San Antonio. He's from Alamo Heights. And I remember, you know, as a small child coming to visit Granny and Grandpa and going to La Fonda and going to Handy Andy and driving down on Broadway looking at Christmas lights. I remember all those little things. And then when we moved here, I mean, we would go down to the market on the weekends and, you know, we always celebrated Fiesta, and it's just home. I mean, there's no really other way to describe it for me. Currently, I live with my husband and my two boys in Pleasanton, which, like, literally right on the Bexar County, Atascosa County line. And everyone in Pleasanton jokes around that they're like, well, you can take the girl out of San Antonio, but you can't take San Antonio out of the girl. And my Pleasanton friends all know when Fiesta comes around, my house is over the top decorated and looking for medals. And San Antonio is in my heart. And I don't think we can change that. And I think the Junior League is such a big part of San Antonio. This is coming up on our 97th year. In doing research and so forth through the time, my granny and my aunt, my great aunt and so forth, they were all part of the Junior League back when we had a tea room and so forth. And they worked in the tea room. And my dad would tell me stories about when Granny used to have to go work in the tea room, or Aunt Margaret and so forth. So it's really exciting, the history of the Junior League. And, you know, like I say, we have to really respect our past and we have to celebrate our past and look how we can move forward and be better and change.
You know, we always ask this at the end of every podcast. What legacy are you wanting to leave here in San Antonio?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Trick question thrown at you, huh?
Yeah. That's a tough one. I just hope when I'm done with being the president this year that all of my members felt appreciated and they feel valued and they feel like they are truly a part of an organization that is making a change and a difference in the San Antonio community. That would be my biggest goal. I see how the league has changed me and developed me as a leader, as a woman, and I hope those members can get the same thing out of it as well.
Do you have any advice for any women who are wanting to give back their time? They just don't know where to start. You know, they have the servant heart just like you, but where do they go from there?
Come find us, jlsa.org. Or, you know, reach out. You can call our office and talk to any of our wonderful staff members, or you can find us on Facebook. If you want to talk to me personally, call the office, ask for Courtney, leave your number. I'm happy to call you back and answer any questions that you might have or talk to you more in depth about my junior league experience.
And I also wanted to ask you, Courtney, and we haven't really asked this question before, but we've interviewed someone that started a nonprofit of her own that helps teachers out in the San Antonio community. What's some advice you would have for people who are starting their own nonprofits for other industries
causes.
Other causes? Mm-hmm.
I would find a clear and concise mission and stay true to your mission, because your mission is everything.
Where can we find you? Where can we find Junior League? Give us the website, any social media you have.
Like I said, we're on jlsa.org is our website. And then you can find us on Facebook, Junior League of San Antonio. You can find us on Instagram, Junior League SA. We are on Twitter. We're on all social media platforms and we stay very active, and we have a great group of women that manage and run those platforms. So that's exciting too.
Thank you so much for your time.
Just wanted to say how appreciative we are taking the time out of your busy schedule to come talk to us and really give us insight and tell us more about the Junior League. And maybe, you know, a lot of our listeners that are tuning in, those stories resonate with them and that there's some causes they can get behind.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate y'all and all you're doing for San Antonio. Thank y'all. And I will definitely, I promise, pinky promise, that I will keep y'all up to date on all the exciting things coming up and some of the surprises we have in store this year.
Awesome. Well, we cannot wait to hear those. And thank you again so much for your time. You know, it takes a community, and the more we come together, the better we will be. Thank
Absolutely.
You again.
And listeners, we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we'll give our thoughts on today's guest. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Zach. As some of you may know, I help people plan for retirement. And as your advisor, I can not only show you how money truly works, but put you in control of your money today and in retirement. If you're looking to schedule a financial review, please give me a call at 210-760-0409. Thank you for listening to this archived episode of the original SA Talk podcast. I really hope you enjoyed the interview. If you enjoyed this episode and are looking for more content, you'll want to hit that subscribe or follow button depending on which podcast platform you are using. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I do also ask that you please give us a rate and review. That really helps the podcast grow. Lastly, if you want to keep up with the podcast, check us out on social media at SA Pod Network. Take care and viva San Antonio.